supposedly. So the Shmita is 7:03. That means Mincha for the guests is at 6:33, and Kabbalah Shabbos is at 6:43. Tomorrow we dive in Chakra, 7:45. Well, Shmita is 6:45 and Kabbalah Shabbos is 6:43. Kabbalah. Okay, great. We have a minus 2 minutes later. The Berachah is tiny, 2 minutes late. Okay. Okay, gentlemen, we're in Masechet Menachos, and I want to end, Yaakov Abaus gives me a kasha at the end of the Shiyatza, which is a very bothersome question. It bothered me terribly, and let me tell you what the question was. You have to know that, you know, it's very nice to do Mitzvah Min HaMufkar, which is a great thing to be always try to do, but it's something which is Ma'akev, because it's really scared. Okay, when something is Ma'akev, it's a much more serious question. The Gemara has not been all up in days. The Gemara says, the Hilchta, Dalad v'Tovselot Mishuleshes Arba. Mishuleshes Arba, according to Rabbi Natan, means 4 golden, which is 1 tefach, of Gedil, of the tithes and not, and 8 etzrof, of 2 tefachim, of the still, of the anaf, of the loose string. Now, we saw in the Bi'ur Halacha that Paskin, that the 12 agudim of Akev has to be mentioned in the Chatzila. He has a diuk somewhere, I think, in the Sefer Achinuch, some other source, and another source, that they it's not the Akev. The Chinuch, and also Rav Moshe Ben Ezra is there on the Mordechai. But he thinks really you should hold it is Ma'akev, as he quotes sources to prove that point. The Yaakov Abaus gives the following kasha. What do you mean, Ma'akev? The Gemara's lesson is Hilchasa Mishuleshes Arba. Now, Mishuleshes Arba means, according to Rabbi Natan, who is the proponent of the Yud Beis HaGolda Mishita, that the deal has to be 4 HaGolda, or 1 Tepach. So doesn't it stand to reason that what's really Ma'akev is, assuming the 12 is Ma'akev in the sum total, that perhaps the 4 should be Ma'akev in the Gedil as well. And that got me very frightened, because as I started measuring, I found, I don't know, you all measure today? It doesn't hit the big shear. In other words, we mentioned yesterday the shear, what did I say, between, I mean, it's an effect, we know, it's a shear tefach. It's a shear tefach, with the same machlokes of tefach we've had all along. The Avraham Chaim Noah is a shear tefach, which is 3.2 inches, right? And others go as high as 3.8 inches. Alright, see, they always say, people always say, I'll tell you, between 3 and 4 inches, you know, that they have to, but it's not really that way. If you look at a small print, there's all both approximations. Rav Chaim Noah didn't say 3, he said 3.2. He didn't say 18 inches, he said 19.2, if you look at a small print. Alright, so 3.2. And the Chazanish, who supposedly said 4, and therefore having an Amma of 24, didn't really say that. It's a little bit less. The different versions are precisely what the Chazanish said. It's closer to 3.8. And Rav Moshe, the famous Kabbalah, has come in 2 versions. Either 3.5, which is exactly between the two, or 3.6, which is in a different place. It's based by his measurements of the Talmidim and his yeshiva. Whatever it is, the sheer tefach, or whatever it is, the kol ha-tefach, well, that's what the sheer deal is. And I looked, we started measuring, and it was very close. No, you measured said it's consensus. What was your deal? Get 4? Wait, what did you get by the sisters? 4? They sure is. Oh. Okay, very good. Mine weren't 4. I'll tell you, see, now whether not 4 in the Talis cut, and they weren't 4 in the Talis Gadol.
You explain
it. I know what it is. Huh? By the way, another thing. Did you measure the still? You saw the, you know, how much that was? Was it a 2 to 1 ratio? 5 to 1 ratio. Much more than 2 to 1. Mine was a 4 to 1. Some of that. So what's going on in the Bechlau? I thought going into it a little bit more to see what we can make of this. The number one is the Mefurish Gemara. Let's not forget the Gemara. The Gemara is not from the Testament Aleph. Mefurish Gemara. I feel the kach for the chulya achas ksheira. The noikel is this still a shnei shnei shi anas. So what do we say? Mefurish Gemara. Well, It's inconceivable. There should be no good if it's a little bit less than a tefach. What are you talking about? Even one time around is good enough. But I'm a foolish Gemara. I'm a testament off. Can I go to Gemara, can you? Well, we'll see. Take a look at what Rabbi saying in the Mishnah Berurah, where all this is discussed. Let's look again and look a little bit more carefully. Simon Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Dalet. So first of all, what happens if the Mechaber says he requires the Kshurim Rochav Arbo Godlin V'Anav Shmona Godlin. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkotin Samach Zayin. Not only can it be 1 to 2, but it can even be fakir 2 to 1. It's still not going to be kosher. At least kosher b'diyavet, it's not noy mitzvah. Okay, a lot of noise that we don't do. The other way around, Mr. Brewer doesn't say too much over here, but it's cut in some of law. He says as follows. Umad Yisim is if you gimel. Shem Karach Afilu Chulia Echad. Now where did it say this? This is a strange Mr. Berurah. It's if you gimel. What's called? What's if you gimel? If you gimel is by Karen. It's talking about, never says the if you gimel is a Zerish. Afilu Karach Chulia Echad Kosher, which is what the Gemara said. It's in a different context. That Afilu Karach Chulia Echad, it's already reached the point of an Asiyah, and if you clip, if you cut the strings in half later on, the problem of Tasev along with the Otsui. But Rabbi Yisai, that's a far cry from saying Shera, as we shall see in Mishnah Berurah. Look what he says. Avoy Shamash Hadavar, Kibbul Chazal, you need Gdil, fine. You need Psil, fine. Avoy Min HaTorah, Ein Shir, Orach Hagdil. Ala Filo Karach, Vat Gimel Kriches, Oso, Gagabe Kesher, Lamal, Zagam Zehu, Galoch, Moshe Vitzinaim, Miskayim, Vashem Gdil. Uvezek, Vat Nigmar, Amitza, Midol, Raisa. And that's Tzad HaShulchan Aruch. Right? That's Tzad HaShulchan Aruch. I'm not sure the word Shami. This is here. But, I mean, I guess Shami is Sifid Gimel. Okay, this is the earliest this. Now it's Sifid Dalet. Val Zeish Lismach Be'erav Shabbos Im Chashecha K'shein Lo Pnai Lassus Ketikuno U'mut Lo Tetzim V'Shabbos U'Levarek to maybe make a bracha. Now that makes it kosher. But what that is, it says after parentheses, because of Midoraisa. What is Midoraisa? You can make a bracha on the Tzitzis, which is kosher Midoraisa and Poslam Midorabonon. You can make a bracha. Huh? What do you mean? Avam midrabbanan sarach lasa shlish gdil bei shlishim psil. What do you mean? Is that ma'akeh midrabbanan? Or is that al-chatchile midrabbanan? If you don't do it, you're all v'al divri chachamim. V'yesh nechshalim b'zal yadof. What does that mean? Now, it's very difficult language. Kol dem midrabbanan sarach lasa shlish gdil bei shlishim psil. What does it mean sarach? Is it ma'akeh or not ma'akeh? I have just the tiniest bit. I have one kricha. That's it. Is it ma'akim midrabbanan, or is it just he was over the racham lechatchila? I'm trying to get somewhere near the 1 to 2 ratio. So I looked at the original source. The original source of this lashon that over al divrei chachamim. Is in the Beit Yosef. And there he says, you know, when you're over the Chachamim, if you didn't make 5 Ksharim, that's the answer Mr. Brewer doesn't say that. That's what Allah should come from. The Gemara is Mefurish here on, Lama 10, it talks about, where is the Gemara? No. I'm missing. I'm blank. Where's the 5 Ksharim? Not here? This is Shulchan Aruch for sure. Where does it come from? Not here? No. If you don't tie the 5 Ksharim, you are an over al divrei chachamim. ever going to help me find it, please let me know. I saw it yesterday was here. Right now, I just, in any event, I can't find it right now. That's the base Joseph said. Someone who doesn't tie the five sharim is all about the Bechachamim. Okay? It doesn't say beferish that if someone doesn't quite get one-third gedil, he's all about the Bechachamim. All of our sitters, come on, every single one you look at does not have one-third gedil. Less than a third. Could be a quarter, could be a fifth. So they say that we're all over him on Divrei Chachamim? That's the impression conveyed by the Mishnah Berurah. You didn't get exactly one-third gedil, two-thirds still. You're an over on Divrei Chachamim. That's too hard to Klal Yisrael. I would say the Noi is that way. And as I shall explain in a minute, even that is not 100% clear. Because if you look at the Chazanish, Simon Gimel of Kotni Yud, he said that we have to be careful is that the loose string should not be less than two-thirds. But if it's more than two-thirds, it's not a problem. Otherwise, if you want to be over, be mechanic a bit, you have to be something. You have to be so precise. That's so difficult. To be so precise, exactly one-third, exactly two-thirds, that's incredible. What are you questioning? But the halakha should demand such precision. So the Chazanish is never unheard of. So therefore, he says, what it means is that the loose should be at least two-thirds. That explains that all the things you look and you measure, go after the scene of measure, you'll see your loose strings are more than two-thirds. So I found all of them. Two-thirds, they're three-quarters, they're four-fifths, as the case may be. As the case may be. In any event, given all this, you get the impression that Mi'ikar Adin, even in the Rabbanon, you require five knots, but you don't require that the Gedil be exactly a third, it could even be less than a third. So this leads us, so we started this whole discussion with, what about the issue of it's less than four egos, it's less than one tefah? That's how we started the discussion. So if Lule, everything we said until now, I might have said, as Yaakov suggested yesterday, that maybe it should be a ma'akev. But the way we're saying now, it's an impossibility. Because if the whole shear is a ma'akev, it's a total of 12. And we just got through saying now that it need not be a full third. So by definition, it need not be a full golem. It could even be l'chora, much less. Midor writes enough to even have one knot, to have a little gedil and one knot. Not to avoid being an overall divrei chachamim, the pashtus, according to the lush of the Beis Yosef, where it comes from. It's enough to have five knots, and as long as you have the five knots, you're no longer an overall divrei chachamim. If the five knots turn out to be less than a tefa, which is Arba Gudlin, I don't know. I get the impression it's not Ma'akev at all. Not Ma'akev is alright, for sure not. That's for sure, that's the Gemara. Not even what we call Ma'akev or Ober the Bechavim Midirabonon. But rather, you're off in your estimates. The only strange thing is Yaakov pointed out is problematic. Because the Gemara, in saying, in giving the shear, gave the shear not in the sum total, which we pass in the court of Elohim is market, namely 12 goodlim, but the Gemara gave a shear in terms of 4 goodlim. So it's a funny thing. It says 4 goodlim. We're supposed to take this is in code language. What this really means is 4 goodlim, even the ideal ratio, translates into at least 12 goodlim. So 12 goodlim is market, but the 4 is not. It's a little mud I can see to you even at the end of all this discussion, but that's what seems to be emerging. So that's what I'm able to try to figure out in this difficult matter. If you have more to answer me, please let me know. So given that, if our deal is a little bit shorter, I mean, that's another thing we should bring in. Even Luyot Tzuyu Dimahakev is only the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon, because then we have a right to be more makel on the Shia Tefach, so it's 3.2. I think everyone has 3.2. But that's not my main point. I don't believe it's Makev at all, despite that the text of the Gemara might have indicated in that direction somewhat. Okay, given that, let's start what should have been the beginning of today's year, which is Mem Bei Zaman Alf. I don't know. I'm not sure. I saw something in the blue book, something to do with Kabbalah. I found when Kabbalah gets in there, next problem. In the Kabbalistic far right, you shouldn't have more than a certain minimal amount between the various knots. Well, that's a little bit right. 7, 8, 11, and 13. One is more crowded than the other. But you can still make it all take much more space, but you get the impression of certain Kabbalistic works that they shouldn't be too big, and that's what's causing our people will make our tithes to make them smaller. That's what I understand. It has to do with Kabbalah. Otherwise, what's the big deal? Make it longer. Make the deal longer. What are you doing over here? That's the impression that I have. Okay, so it's Kabbalah. It's a Sadlutzul Mechal Tak. I don't understand it. But that's what's fueling the tithes next back to the people who are doing it. Okay, enough. Mem Bei Zaman Alef. The Gemara is over here, Mem Bei Zaman Alef, Tana Rabbanan, Hitel ala Karen, ala Gbil, Ksheira. The Blezer Ben Yaakov, Posel, Bishteyan. Kiman Ad Lahod, Amar Abgidol, Amar Rab, Titzis, Tzicha, Shetein, Otefes, ala Karen, Shinema, Al-Kanta, Bigdayan, Kiman, Kirab Blezer Ben Yaakov. What is it? No tefes al hakeren. What does the word mean? So the word means attached to you have your tzitzit attached to the garment. It should lean over the corner. Now if I have, very simple, here's a garment. There's a thing in the world called gravity. Gravity pulls everything down. So if the tzitzit is going to come out this way, they'll hang down and they'll bang into the corner. If the tzitzit is going to come out this way, then there will be no one near the corner. It's going to come straight down. So it should be on the side, so when the gravity pulls it down, it will in effect bang into the corner. Is that clear? That's possible. What we call no tefes ala kerem. It's a ma'akev, the Morgan Avram says it's a kum dalet. It is not ma'akev. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. It's not ma'akev. I, the Gemara, has over here a lush. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaakov, Posel, and Keman Azla, the din of Tzitzis, Tzricha, Shinotemus, Alakarim, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Yaakov. And Rabbi Lezer, Ben Yaakov, Posel this, and Hakas, I mean, what's the shot? So it could be that the word no tefes ala karim is something else completely. Namely, based on the next Gemara, the Tzorach Sheyach Melo Kesher Godel. What's Melo Kesher Godel? It's very difficult to get the exact spot where the hole has to be. Melo Kesher Godel, the Pashas means the distance between the end of your thumb and the first joint has to be at least that far away. Because a shorter distance than that from the edge is not called Kanaf, it's called Karen. If it's bigger, it's called Kanaf, but if it's more than 3 etzvahs away, which is more than which we, is on Amad Beis, which we refer to on Amad Aleph, it's already not in the Kanaf, it's in the middle of the Begad. Can't be in the extreme of the Begad itself, can't be in the extreme of the Kanaf, of the Karen, has to be in the Kanaf in between. So that's the shot. The only way for the string to be sort of hanging over the Karen is that the hole is above the Karen. The whole different shot. There's nothing to do there now, like I said before, about how vertical, about horizontal. Nothing to do with that. It's just a matter of the placing of the hole. There has to be more than the this first joint of the thumb away from the edge of the garment. A different interpretation completely. That in fact is possible. That's ma'akev, even b'di'evet. That's even b'di'evet. Oh. And what about the Tanakhama? No. Tanakhama is hitul alak karen or alak bilk sher. He doesn't care. According to the Tanakhama, you can put the hole in, to the very edge. Now it could be on the karen, which is in the thumb, first joint of the thumb. It could even be on what we'll call the hem. The gazelle will call the hem. The little hem, very often you see in your talus cuttings, is a little hem sometimes. It could even be there. The very, very, very edge. It's good enough, according to Tanakhama. We don't pass them like you. Fine. Nonetheless, despite that fact, that is a piece of a loop shot in the Tevis of the Karen, nothing to do with vertical or horizontal, having to do purely with how far it is from the edge. Nonetheless, the Poskim assumes that what I told you before is also true. It's also an Indian of the Tevis of the Karen. It has to be hit the corner. And that could be, it's unclear in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch has it as a Yesh Omrim, and this could be precisely the reason. If you take a look for a minute and open up, please, the Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Tezvo, you'll see what I'm driving at. Yesh Omrim, Shetzarach Ladakdek, Sheyitla, Sifis, the Orech, Atalis, the Dina Shetet, No Tefes, Ala Karen, Pirish Tolly ala Karen, by your Viroch below your notice, Kreklape Karko your Tolly. Says the Gro, yes, Amen, Nun Hey. She came, Pirish, you hard, I mean, I'm amazed, I'm out of, stay no tepid. She came, Pirish, I mean, there's an out of shot. Yeah, that's the out of shot is, it's where the hole is. It doesn't matter if it's vertical or horizontal, it's not where the hole is. Not which way So the Chora, this shot, which is called in Shulchan Aruch, is somewhat difficult on the grounds that I said before. So why is the Ma'akev? Keman Azra. Keman Azra goes according to Abraham Yang. He says, puzzle. So this is a new dinner in Shulchan Aruch, in Sifta Shrav, means that it has to lean against the corner, and that does not puzzle. What's the connection between this image, which does not puzzle, and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's din, which does puzzle. So one could say, that Rav is saying, Sricha Shteno Tefes Ala Karen, that as a Dilechat Chila, Sricha. Sricha means someone says, you know, ideally. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov goes as far as to Paslitz. We don't accept him completely to Paslitz, but we accept him in principle. According to Tanakhama, there's nothing to talk about. So this could be a three sheets. Tanakhama says no problem at all. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov passes it around. Requires on the chaskila. Not the push shot in the words of the Gemara, but I'm not sure exactly how else you could get through this Gemara according to that interpretation. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Let's open that to Mr. Brewer and see how do we do all these things? How do we do this? But this is relevant to Lachal and Isa. Mr. Brewer of Cotton, Ayin Beis. L'orech atalas, ayin else of cotton and days, ma'u orech, v'ayin z'yirolach. What's the orech and what's the rochav? Well, how would you, with knowing nothing, how would you translate orech and rochav? What would you say? Huh? Very nice. Orech is length and rochav is width. How do you translate length? How do you translate width? That's what I think. Now, didn't we have that once before? Where do we have that? I saw it in print, but now my mind is blank on it. Where do we see in print that Orech length is the longer and Rochav width is the shorter? Where do we see it? That's what we... So somebody said it was Farish, no? Was the mountain said it or someone else said it? Right. So I think it was the Maharal who said, maybe the Mishnah Berurah. Somebody said explicitly that the Oruch is the long and the Rochav is the short, which is the way I would like to learn Pshat. It's not a Pshat. That's what the language means, Oruch and Rochav. So when they talk about here, how you do it, it's just a matter of how to. You have to experiment. So here when the Shulchan Aruch says, telling you how to do it, the what? You have to have the Siddur Shabila Orech HaTalos, which is the longer side of the Talos. As long as we know Tavis on the Kerem. So when I put on my Talos this week, I said, hey, which side is longer? So my Talos Godel, the longer side is the side which goes, how should I say, from right to left, and the shorter one goes from up to down. Follow me? I hold the Talos over my head. So this way, from my right hand to my left and extreme, right, it takes up more inches than this way. So the aura could be, in fact, what we call the top. Sure enough, I had my scissors on top, and sure enough, when I do the regular, always the standard, if you see everyone doesn't show in all the pictures, you know, sure enough, guess what? It was no Tefillah Karen. It worked. I was so excited. It worked. 50-50 chance. It worked. Then, the next day, I said, what's going on behind me? I can't see behind me. So I saw, yes, it was on also the Oruch, on the same side. But guess what? It didn't work. It was on that side. It went straight down. It didn't go anywhere near the corner. I fixed it. I hope I didn't break it. I fixed it. Now, nobody's going to look tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's Shabbos. My Shabbos house. I have to look at that again. But you see on the Sunday Talos, you behind me, make sure that in fact it's hanging and banging into the corner. So I just made an adjustment. From what I was able to do, my normal input, which I think is average, for the top ones, it had to be what we call the Oruch, which is the very top, you know, which is the longer side. And on the back ones, the bottom ones, you can't see behind me too well, but it seems when I took it off that it had to adjust it. If I made a mistake, let me know. But mostly only wear a talus cotton. So the Rosh Hashanah can tell you, if you wear a talus cotton, both sides have to be on the Orech, which is should be obvious. The longer side, which goes from your belly button to your back, you know, going over the side. That's the longer one. It's twice as long, and generally speaking, more than twice as long as the what we call the width. And obviously, if it's on the side, and then the gravity will take it down. Okay, there'll be no tefes out of care.
Picture,
huh?
Like
picture in the book is wrong. Right. The picture in the book is wrong. How do you like that? You write a letter. The picture in the book is wrong. Take a look. Unbelievable. The picture in the book is wrong. It's not no Tefillah Karen. It's going straight down. Till they fly. What? I mean, so it's going to come this way. All right.
Well, hold the book.
When I hold the book, the strings don't move. That's the problem. Hold this, the strings come down. Does it happen? Okay, we have new technology, we'll have to pull that one off. But so far the picture is incorrect. Okay. The Bialacha says something in the Chazanish, this is the Matthias wrong. Like, I can't get into the spatials of how I'm just telling you my experience. I must tell you that there seems to be a machlega supposed to be between the Taz and Morgan Avraham as to what is the Orech and what is the Rochav. So if the mouth is right, it doesn't matter what's wide, what's bigger, what's small, there's no room for any machlekes. It's not a machlekes, which way is which? Is the, I don't know, is the orech, you know, from head to toe, and the rochav is from shoulder to shoulder, the other way around? The way I thought, the way Yitzchak thought, the way the mouth said, it doesn't matter which one is longer. So I don't understand fully. If you look at the Taz of Kot Yeralim, and the Magen Avraham of Kot Tezayin, and the Moshe Shor of Prima Gadol there, and the Yad Ephraim, makes the whole Machlekes. I don't understand what the Machlekes is about, frankly. Don't understand it. But I do understand the Aruch HaShulchan. Sif your test, after the sea. He explains, you make it sif, you make it very tight. You make it tight, so that then these strings will, in effect, when they lean, when they bang into the corner, they will, because it's tight, they'll come down on the corner. They'll touch the corner. If you make it loose, the law of gravity is going to win. It's always going to be hit the bottom, whichever way it slices. I mean, you start here, you start there. If it's going to be too loose, nature will take its course. It'll be on the bottom. It will never be noticed by the carrot. So I saw that some of the talents are much tighter than others. So I think the Rosh Hashulchan is correct. You have to make it tight. I expect the Rosh Hashulchan, if I make it too tight, perhaps there will no longer be a sheer kesher godel between the edge and the hole. No matter, the Rosh Hashulchan. Irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. We measure things by their natural distance and not by the fold when you tighten it up. This is also pointed out here in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Mem Al. Take a quick look, if you don't mind. But the Mechaber says, Yasa neka v'orach atalas lo lamala negimul atzvot. Neshehinu nikvakana. So the master be kshir shesh v'kesh v'gol ala tzipora. The two Gemara's on the base of Mishnah Aleph. The other Mishnah Berurah writes, Sif Katan, Mem Al. If it's too high, it's not considered to be kana, it's considered a beggar. Right? And if it's too low, it's not considered to be the kana, rather it's considered to be called to be the keren. Okay? But in the Mem Aleph, he explains as follows. Avagav, shekosher atitit, osa chutin shal abegat ksorah, but eskapu lakantras, ulamata begimel, puzzles. Now, the soul doesn't help to consider to be masterous. Or yako ponam yesh lakana, sheer begat. Bechein, im osa nekel lamala, mikesha godel, ayadeh akshira, eskapu lakantras, ashu pokos mikesha godel, kosher. Kesha kopana mishir. Exactly the Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe Mishnah Berurah, this is exactly the same thing. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, bein for the Kesha Godel shir, bein for the Gimel Atzvol shir. Kacha zeh. Okay. Now, take a look, if you will, in the Kutn Ayin Gimel, back to our discussion of the last sif in the Shulchan in this Simen. Ayin Gimel. The Be'ina on what? She'ino tevas ala keren. Hainu bein b'shat atliya o achakach. In this we're talking about the chatzchila, but the evidence paid them as we saw before. Ach yekaponim yizorim ma'od. So you are titzis tliya v'alach and alkeren zavis meishu minig akaroyim. Show some kain. From tliya mitzvah l'achzir l'mkomon. Don't be a karoy. Yeah.
I have a question, Mr. Berg. Before you go into about the orech and the rochav like the magen avraham, anything here? If they're going down, which would mean like the Magen Avraham, I think you should move around. So now somebody's arguing on Magen Avraham.
Yeah, so that's one thing I can't understand. I can't figure what that means. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yes.
So
the Mishnah Berurah telling us to make it as possible. Not too tight. It's just tight enough that when the gravity will move shift it, it'll get caught in the corner. It will not slide all the way down. What did you say?
The corner bends with it when you're
thinking. Ah. Sometimes. As long as it catches it, it's good enough, I think. However that means. Okay. That's how I understand it. Okay. That's an important bit. Fine. I saw the Mogai Ram called to Lavush. It's nothing to do with Karoim. Just that a person who has it exactly on the corner, Lakpit, gives an impression that you need 16 strings. I only have 8. Well, it's like, you know, Stein Shein Arba, it's in Carbonus. If it's at the corner, it works, counts twice. No. That's something which is another reason why you shouldn't put it on the corner. Fine. Let's not go to below Kesher Godel, which has to be the size of the heart of the first joint. The Tur writes, Rabotai, that it's only a Shia Be'orech, but not the Be'rochef. You know, as long as you're off the hem, it's good enough. Says the Beis Yosef, I didn't find this anywhere. Where does the distinction come from? For the Bach is a very good shot. This is very precious. You want it to be, as I said before, no tefes al hakeres. So we said before, two pshatim in no tefes al hakeres. Either it means there's a certain distance removed from the edge, or it means that when gravity comes, it'll have it, you know, touching and backing into the corner. So the back puts both together. It says that's the pshat. The whole reason, according to the Torah, why it has to be the size of the joint removed from the edge is in order that when it comes down, it should be no tefal akeres. So therefore, here, let me show you. If I have the string over here, listen very carefully, in order for it to be noted, Father Karen, what we call this direction, should hang on this, I have to have at least a finger's worth, a joint worth, of the hole removed from this surface, the up-down surface. So when it's, the hole is here, and it slides down, it'll be considered noted by the carry. Everyone with me? However, if I have the hole so close to the bottom that it does not have the size of the first joint of my thumb between the hole and the bottom, then the twin doesn't make a difference. Because when you stick the thing out this way, sideways, as we notate, it is still going to be noted by the carry. That's what the back of the sales chart in the tour. And this quote is a yes on him in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. It's important to see inside. Here we are. Sif. Yud. One second. Sif Yud. Yes, Shom, the end of the Sif. Shebetoch rochav abeged ein lo shir. That's the tour. Sikuf tour. Mashmal Sagamarasham. It's just sort of murky mashmal. It's not so clear. The Yeshamim, the din roch of a beggar's gedin orach. That's the fact to be the pashup shot. The Mugei Yosef says so. There's no difference. It has to be, if the within a joint worth is considered Karen and not caught up, what's the difference to start at that side? I notate from the sense of which way it hits. That's not Makim with the Yeva. That's such a smart side to get this. He was talking about even things with Makim with the Yeva. No difference between horizontal and vertical. The nearer the rain. As a matter of fact, the Rav Yosef Karo and the Machaber, as in the base, so there's no title to be Machmir, like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. It's a different din, nothing to do with the halakha of banging against the corner. And Lechaora, it's Mukach from the Mishnah Brewer, Sifkot Nun. What happened? What did it say over here? It says, based on the Gemara. That's the Gemara Mebezim. Let's first see the Gemara Mebezim and Aleph. The Gemara Mebezim and Aleph says, was a story. Chage, Lekarne, the Glima, the Ravina, the Sosa, Robosa, and Meloko, Kesha Godo. Omele, the Sosa, the Mal, the Rabbi Yankov. Rabbi Yankov says, Lo Kesha Godo. Omele, Bishasa, Sia Itma. Omele, Bishasa, Sia Itma. But if it slides down, no matter. Why doesn't it matter? Many saw it, if God's doing it, if it was made right, even if now it's not so right, it doesn't matter. It's still okay. But if the tour is right, and these two of them are connected to each other, just as in the din in which I put my scissors off to the side and they're hanging beautifully over the corner, but then someone bangs it and it goes to the bottom, I'm required to change it and put it back to the side, so it's going to hang over the corner. So too, it seems to me, it would be appropriate that if the hole moved, a rip developed, I should go sew it up again, to put it back where it originally came from, if those two dinim are in fact related to each other. So I get the impression of two separate dinim, which is what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says against the tour. That's just a little shtickle raya. Okay. This is all as far as the shear of Malo Kesher Godo. If you look at the Mishnah Brewer, it says, Carton doesn't give voices, which should be obvious to us. Ainlo Shear, Haino Lamata, the Yachalas, I feel the Pokas Mi Kesher Godo, according to the Torah. Abba Lamala, the Gimel, that's false, possible, based on the Avada. More than three etzbos from the edge, doesn't matter which side, it's just not considered to be the Kodak. Now, I'll contrary the exam. So therefore, that should certainly be true. Now, how do we measure the fingers? What do you mean? What do you mean? How do you measure fingers? Three fingers. What's the question? What's the shaila? So the Ramah and Tiftas gives you precise instructions. Precise. Gimel et Vav, Heinu Godlin. That's very important. Because, you know, there are five different fingers that a person is blessed with, the Baruch Hashem. And they're not all the same width. What's the thickest of the fingers? No. The grubber finger and the thumb is, you know, the grubber finger and the swirl, the triangle of my thumb. the thickest finger. So much so that the poskim will say that four golden equals one tefach, even though it's only one of five fingers. Av hapikein, it's one fourth of the sum total of the tefach. So three is three golden. That makes a lot of sense. That which the Rambam says. The Vilna Gaon says the Mefurash Gemara. Why is it Mefurash Gemara? Because the Gemara we just saw at the beginning, Mem Aleph Mem Beis, we started the Shiur today. What does the Gemara say over there? Hilchos Adalad B'toch Shalosh Mishulesh is Dalad. So just as Mishulesh is Dalad is clearly Goldim, that's Mefurash. Right, Begodel, that's more than Mefurash Begodel. So too, when it says B'toch Shalosh, stands to reason, it's also the Goldim. How can you argue? Because they're a part of a furish of Gemara, as the shear is mentioned in golden. So all the shear being, in effect, three quarters of a tefach. Back to the drawing board. Right? According to Rabbi Moshe, for example, 3.6. So three quarters would be 2.7, right? I mean, there's your, I mean, 3.8, I mean, 3.2. You just do the math. You get up with a conclusion. Okay? Fine. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Tifkat Mem Beis, throws us a curveball. But first, let's look back in Tifkat Yutet. What's there? Umedidas Agodo B'chomokam Ushel Oda Benini. Fine. Umodin Oto B'perek Elyon. Fine. B'mokam Arachav Vezbo. Ayin Shari Tshuva. So you measure in the top joint, close to the fingernail, at the widest point within that joint. Huh? That's what it says. The widest point in the joint. However, if you look at the Shari Tshuva, which is not so simple, sometimes you should measure B'mokam HaKotzar. Or Mokam HaKesher, which means the joint, which is also thinner. The joint is somewhat thinner than the fattest part. This joint is a little bit thinner than the part over here. Where does this come from? Tyson is the bottom Tyson of Mem Aleph Mem Beis, talks about it. They want to know, how do you measure the Etzra, the Zachuso, Kesher Etzra, Kama, the whole pilpul, how exactly you measure. It's not so clear. Not so clear. So for this reason, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tifkotin Mem Beis, he puts the two together. V'ayin ba'atzah chayim demasik v'chatzchili osa tol b'lul ha'gimu l'atzvot ba'amah k'mitza v'zeret ha'shir v'akona. Wow. Just three, if you had to pick three in a row, three smallest fingers, no? I mean, I don't know if the second or third finger is bigger, if it's close. But maybe they're all the same. I mean, the pinky of the car is certainly smaller, no? All right? So because the mouth that the string should be, you measure the third, fourth, and fifth. Third, fourth, and fifth. What does that mean? Has to be so close to the edge that it's not, the fact that it's three quarters of a tefach is too far. Has to be within this amount. Did you measure it for yourself at all? No one measured? You didn't measure your fingers? No? Where's the ruler? How much? 4 centimeters, that's all it is? From these three fingers? Are you? Okay, I said, okay. 4 centimeters. Hold on a second. Wait a second. But we're not finished yet. 5 centimeters. I'm sorry. So between 4 and 5 centimeters. That's the post we say. Between 4 and 5 centimeters. They know that there's different people of different figures, and that's what they get. We'll see soon. But it's interesting. The Beis Yosef quotes and says, Eila Zemoka. We get to Gemara. Eila Zemoka. So the Bir Halacha is something which is remarkable. Take a look on the Bir Halacha. Hainu. Please take a look on Hainu. Okay. And you get the impression. You know that Gimel that's both Abba Kvitzav is there. The Smukhan Zel is there. That the Ari is out. That Ari comes from the Ari. The Lat of Acha Kacha Nekev. The Edividi Chatsiru. Rabbi Sai. Listen to me carefully. What the Bir Halacha is suggesting is that the hole should be within three etzvot, some width of the edge, but should be more than the width of third, fourth, and fifth fingers of the hand. Now, Rabbi said, take your own body, take your right hand, take your left hand, and start measuring with your thumbs to see how far you get. One thumb, two thumbs, not that much extra. Gotta be really a mitzvah thing. If you want your hole to be more than the width of fingers 3, 4, and 5, but less than the width of 3 thumbs, you don't have much to play with. But that's what the B'alacha seems to be suggesting over here. That's one shot in B'alacha. Well, the second shot in B'alacha is no. She bedafka within these three. Why within these three? Because if you're going to measure the sum at the shorter part, which is not the longer part, and the Shari Tshuva is not sure which is correct, the Mordechai is not sure which is correct, the Bedek Abaye is not sure which is correct, the Beit Yosef. So therefore, this is sort of a safety device. So two completely different shotim as to what the 3, 4, 5 is all about. Within the 3, 4, 5, in order to guarantee that it's within three thumbs, measure the center point of the thumb, or no, if I carry beyond 3, 4, 5. Now, as you look carefully in the Shulte Agivorin, you get a remarkable insight. Take a look, please, open up, if you don't mind, to the Shulte Gibor. I ask you to see. It's carpet. You stays on his bays. Old bays. The Tzorach Sheyachik Nekev HaKonach Shenosim Bo HaKutin Mitzvah HaKonach Melamata Bein Min Atzad Kimlo. Look at your thumb. The second joint is bigger than the first joint. You okay?
No.
You see, it comes back. Oh, don't bow this command of nothing. All right. It's obvious that the second joint is much bigger than the first, no? I mean, just look at your thumb. It's true both of Eitan and of Naphtali. That the second joint is bigger than the first. The whole stuff is bigger, right? Very good. So, wait, he changed it to the second joint. What's going on over here? Look what's happening. Look what he says. The Tzorashi, again, Yachka Nekev, Kimlo Kesher Godel, Asheni Shel Godel. Look what he says. Sheshiuro Sholosh Et Spos Begodel. Which is the same as the width of three. V'lo Yotzef Ha'achim Mizeh Ashir. V'lo Yitzchot Mikain. What? There's no room. According to the Shulte Godel, you have mamash, there's no sway, there's no give. They got to be exactly, the Rabbi said, do your math, everyone take out your hands, you won't, it doesn't work. This, as big as the second joint, this is not as big as three thumbs. No way. Don't take a ruler, just use your hand. But I discovered something very interesting. Take your three fingers, and take your second thumb of the joint, or the second joint of the thumb, what do you get? Same thing, no? Last three fingers, 3, 4, and 5, is in my hand, comes to be just about from the, you know, the first joint to the second joint of the thumb. No? Not true? Am I a freak? Don't agree with me? No, it's not just about the equivalent? Emmett? Not Emmett? Not true? I need a consent to by the side. Sheker? You think it's longer?
Yeah.
Well, if you include the ends of the joint on both ends, well, hold on a second. Bottom line, one minute. So, hold on a second. So the Malbim, right, Sifkot Nun and Ad Tzachayim, is outside the Kolbo, quoted by the Beis Yosef. That's not called the Kanaf, less than Gimel Esbo. So they just start screaming at him. What are you saying? Forget it backwards. It's only considered the Kanaf within the Gimel of Spos. What's the Kobo talking about? And the Rashi and Bukhar Islam Attachment say the same thing. So the answer is up the Helig Malbim. That's the pshat. we thought they have plenty of room to the Kesha Godel and the Shir Sviat Vos. Plenty of room, no problem. She says, no, you have almost no room. Almost no room. And the only way to make room is to measure, to first take the three smaller tetzvot, which are the equivalent of the second joint of the thumb, and put the hole beyond that, but that'll still be within, but still within the three tetzvot of the three golden measure that there was, which is three quarters of a tetzvot. That's what the Malbim suggests for halacha. This is quite remarkable. I looked up in the blue book. He says number two things. Number one, Mr. Brewer didn't seem to have blown the Malbim. He didn't look carefully. Because Mr. Brewer, it's God Man Bays, quotes the Malbim as saying, you have to have it within the space of the three smallest fingers from the edge. And that's not what he says. He says, yeah, well, if you look at the big print Malbim, that's what it sounds like. But if you look at the small print, it looks like five carats. That's beyond the three small fingers, as the Bialocha has suggested in one of his suggestions. Obviously, the two suggestions contradict each other. You can't make everybody happy over here. So, he gives measurements. According to the Malbim, you have to have the Dafka more than 5 centimeters, which is 2 inches, approximately. It has to be the Dafka more than 2 inches away from the edge, in order to be more than this measurement, the three small fingers, which is this measurement, approximately, and it should be some more than 5 centimeters, but less than 6, and ideally even less than 5.7. It doesn't give it too much space. That's if you want to satisfy the mouth of the sheet as we have. But if you follow the simple rhythm, Mr. Brewer, it's punk for care. It has to be down to less than 5 centimeters. Because, I mean, it's obvious. This is sheer, which is written. What do you mean, beyond this sheer or within this sheer? You can't make both people happy. You mean, 2 centimeters, I'll tell you. You can't make everybody happy here. Here within or without. I checked mine. And mine are less than 5 centimeters. And I'll tell you a story. This is my Talos Gadol, which my father bought for me. Many years ago, he tried to buy me a Talos Gadol as well, and I gave it back. I thought it was no good. My Mishigas, you know, it was no good. You know why it was no good? And I measured it with my finger, this, and this, and it was too big. In other words, the hole was too far away from, it was too far away. I think it was a Mooncatcher tower that he got me at the time. And vice the choice at the Mooncatcher tower from the mountain. I don't know why, I couldn't see what's going on. They must hold it down for more than these three fingers. I thought it was a mistake, they gave it back. Who knows, if I can, it's better that way. But again, you can't make everybody happy. It's just impossible. You can't. Impossible. It's normally that the regular standard shear of through the width of three thumbs. How much is that? So that is at least 7 centimeters equals. According to the disciples measure, at least 7 centimeters. The smaller one is at the end of the 5th centimeter. The Kesher Godel is between 4 and 4.5 centimeters. So therefore, according to the standard, leave out this whole fancy tire, between more than 4, or 4.5, I'd say, looking between 4.5 and 7. See, I don't have much room to play with. I'm talking now centimeters. Was that an inches? To less than 2 inches, right? Right? And you have a bit of play, so 3 inches, whatever. But we have, you know, the problem is we try to make Nachman Rosh Hashanah. We want the Kesher Godel of the Chazon Ish and the Gimel Tzvos of Avraham Chaim Noach. So even without the problem that the Malbim introduced with the you still have a very mitzumtzum in a way you should be able to put the tzitzis. And that's, of course, if you want to be your own professional Nachman, one of most of his vices we find them, and then we do with caution. But if you want to be very careful, I would suggest that you, it should be near the fifth, near the edge, right, just under 2 inches from the edge. If it's a little bit more, I gave it back. But on the other hand, if I can, well, not that's better that way. What can I tell you? We have to follow the aroma postscript. To make things even more complicated, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says that the Gedil counts, the Gedil Behem, it counts towards the Shia Kamalot Kesher Godel. The Beis Yosef says it's better that it should be the Malokesh Agodol beyond the hem. Beyond the hem. Where does all this come from? But talking about salt from the edge. So now just make it even more complicated. If you have a hem which takes up a few millimeters, that you have to be mapped for both ends. Where does it come from? I'm a foolish Gemara. Baba Kama, who's going to Baba Kama again, Yeshiva? Baba Kama? I want you to get this point, the Bekir Seder. Now, cool for you, it's test. You get this point, you deserve a prize. A presidential Bekir prize. Cool for you, it's at the very end, no? Cool for you, it's test. There, the Beis Yosef quotes Rashi. And that's how he quotes the Fowls in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. Imakzil, which is the hem, is Rachav Lo Yasel Bo Tzitzis, as we know, that we saw in the Gemara. Fine. Abel Olo Ulashir Melo Kesha Godo Ula Chokos Gimel Etzbos Keva Shanekam Tocha Begat. So it counts. Ramah V'tov Shiyimdo Kesha Godo Bilo Hakdil V'yatoch Etzbos Imakzil. Sorry. Who said so? They started to be saying Rashi V'Rash but some Achleikas in the Gemara there in the Sechta Baba Kama. Remarkable thing. I just want to add one word in the Kuda of complication before we end the Shia, and I'm going to sing a Shia Mishra for 60 minutes to next year. Still making up for last week. Mr. Brewer is the Kotel Lametes. That's the last thing for today. This is kind of a political situation sometimes. Kotel Beis Yosef. Afshiyesh Omer Shiyata Beis Nekovim. Too old. You ever see this one too old? See them. The end he says, Medina's Poland, they had two holes. Especially in the town of Kut, because it was a question of URO. Town of Kut, no one's supposed to see it. You know what I mean? I mean, no one sees the town of Kut. The Ari speaking. So he says, we quote it, the Bach says, town of Kut, you should make two nekovim, even ain't near the coal. And Kut of Ari, no, okay. Okay, it's possible to be in Poland, but in Hagar, Hungary, Russia, and Germany, ain't no one can but now and now it's against the Mefurash Gemara, they say. What Mefurash Gemara? What Mefurash Gemara? The Mogan of Rav says, and that's Lama Tessam and Aleph. It says, there's not Kalayim, unless you make a Keshet. If you look at Mesechta Kalayim at the end, it says if you have two Tchivas, golden twice, it's Kalayim even without a Keshet. The Mogan Avraham says, "Called New Gimel." No, the Chassam Sofer is according to the Rambam that there's only one half a string of Kalayim. It's Chelas rather. So then maybe it's not a Raya. Others say no, it's a Raya anyway. Call upon him. If it passes, it's not that way. The Aruch Hashulchan says, "If you make two holes, it's not going to be noticed on the Karen. It's going to fly further out." It's against that shot in the Gemara. So we recommend one hole. One hole. If you have two holes, which really counts? Which really counts? So if the halacha says you measure the various shiurim of lokesh gadol and three etzvot, from which the neck of a rishon bebegin. What does that mean? The first one. Which one? I couldn't understand what the first one. What does it mean, the first one? I looked up in the blue book. What is that? The first one means now the inner one. I thought it'd be the outer one. The inner one. The inner one is considered the first one. Fine. Is that complete? You measure both things that way? So the Chazanish says yes. And Simon Gimel of Kotnir Beis, everything's measured from the inner one. The outer one doesn't mean anything. But the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe says, no, a new trick. Has to be within three fingers, even the inner one. But the outer one has to be more than a Kesha Godel. To make life even more complicated. Another reason to stick to one hole in your system from the Talib Godel and the Talib Kot. Mishim Sanda, Moshe Shabbos will continue on that matter.